On the second day of Olympic competition, a silver medal went to an improbable speed skater. Derek Parra is 5'4", hails from Southern California, and took up the sport at age 25. Parra is a prime example of a new trend in U.S. speed skating. The team includes Hispanic, Asian, and Black athletes from Florida, California, and North Carolina. The once solidly northern sport has headed south as inline skaters have taken to the ice. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
American speed skating has long been the domain of athletes from the upper Midwest, skaters with hair and skin as pale as the frozen lakes and rinks they grew up on. But that's all changed due to the popularity of inline skating in warmer climes. And Bart Schouten, the U.S. national coach, who hails from the Netherlands, couldn't be happier.
We have, I think, 7 or 8 people in position who can medal. You never know what actually is going to happen. But we've never had this many people, this wide of a variety of people in contention. So we're really pleased.
One of Schouten's star pupils is Derek Parra, who grew up in sunny San Bernardino, California, where the roller rink was the only social center.
I think at first it was a good way to meet people for me. Like I was, you know, I lived in a neighborhood that wasn't like one of the best neighborhoods, but it was good. I mean, my dad was a single parent. He raised us, and I got to go skating, and that's where I met people outside of my normal area, you know, my little box that I lived in, you know. And I lived in a predominantly Hispanic community, Hispanic and Black, and I would go to the rink, roller rink, and I met people from across town who, you know, white, Asian, whatever.
Parra was a French fry guy at McDonald's. He became an inline champion, setting world records and winning 18 world titles in 10 years. But inline is still out of line, not a recognized Olympic sport, and Parra wanted a chance to compete in the games. A friend suggested ice. He borrowed some blades, and 2 weeks later, he skated in his first U.S. trials. But the transition wasn't easy.
It was pretty weird. See, I came back from that Worlds, and I think I was the world sprint champion. So I was the fastest guy in the world on wheels. I put the blades on and 12-year-olds were just whipping my butt.
Ice skaters make a clean clicking noise as their blades slice into the ice at precisely the right angle. Inliners, used to rubber wheels that skid on asphalt, have a sloppier stroke.
I mean, it was pretty humbling, embarrassing. And you could hear the way I skated because I was going around going, every time I push, you could hear me all the way around the track.
But Parra wasn't alone. In 1996, Jennifer Rodriguez from Miami made the switch from inline to ice, and 2 years later became the first Hispanic American to compete in the Winter Olympics. That was after she learned to cross her skates on the corners.
She came to the ice the same time I did. And she was there for about 2 weeks. She couldn't cross. And she's a good athlete, inline skater. She's a world champion before. Good athlete. Yeah. She would cry. I can't cross. I can't cross. One day, after 2 weeks, she just crossed. And from then on, boom, she's been climbing the ladder ever since. And now she's one of the best skaters in the world.
Along with Parra and Rodriguez, inline skaters Apollo Ono from Seattle, Washington, and Joey Cheek from Greensboro, North Carolina, have filled out the squad, which is the most diverse and the strongest yet. And for the first time ever, Shani Davis, an African-American, qualified for the 1,000 meters. Davis says it's a little strange to be the new guy in a lily-white sport.
It's lonely, man. It's lonely.
That may be, but these newcomers are making their mark. Rodriguez learned to cross her skates, and Parra's stroke is now as flawless as the carefully manicured ice in the Olympic Oval. He's short compared to his competitors, and in a crowd, she jokes he measures up to many of the other skaters' knees, the same skaters who once ridiculed him.
People used to say they could hear me thinking out there on the ice, because I would be, okay, put my foot down, glide, and push. Here comes the turn, you know. So.
All Parra wanted was a chance to compete in the Olympics. On Saturday, he won a medal. Next week, he may just do it again, not once, but twice. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Salt Lake City.